نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 25th of Sha'ban, 1445, and we know it's just few days left for Ramadan Mubarak. Even non-Muslims know, today the brother who brought me to the airport, he asked me, when you starting fasting Ramadan? Non-Muslim. So if somebody Moon Sami or Ram Sami or Govan Sami has to ask us, as Muslims, what is the meaning of Ramadan? What will we say? So Ramadan means, brothers, tahriqu dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. We don't have to wait for Ramadan. From now already we should be burning the sins so that we know that that is our preparation for Ramadan. Ramadan Mubarak is such a great auspicious month. When one studies the entire Quran Sharif, 6,236 verses, 114 chapters, and 540 ruku. So what do we find? The only month that Almighty Allah mentions explicitly by name is the month of Ramadan Mubarak, chapter 2, verse 185, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ. Allah Jalla Wala brought the link between Ramadan and Quran. Why? Fasting is a duty and tilawat of Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So every one of us should make that intention from now. What is Ramadan Mubarak? In our homes, we have the Gregorian calendar, January, February, November, December, 12 months. And we have the Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal. And then in the ending we have Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, 12 months. So many a time we think that there's 12 months there and 12 months there. So what's the difference? See, this is the difference. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess the true iman, true faith, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. The first 20 days of Ramadan Mubarak, we say, Ya Allah, I am not going to eat, I am not going to drink, I am not going to my spouse. All that because of my extreme love for you, O Almighty Allah. Then there is an increase in that love. Last 10 days come, and then what do we do? We say, Ya Allah, my wife I love her, my children I love, my shop and job I love, but I love you, Ya Allah, I love you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, more. So I come to the house of Allah and sit for i'tikaf. So what is i'tikaf? We are in Masjid al-Salam here in Phoenix, Sanford, mashallah. To understand the meaning of i'tikaf. Itikaf is, we are searching, looking for Laylatul Qadr. On that night, inshallah, we say 27th night most probably, Salamun hiya hatta matla'il fajr. One honorable name of Almighty Allah is Salam. So on that night, As-salamu yukri'uka as-salam. Allah Jalla Wala Himself is conveying Salam to me and you with one proviso, that we engage in the ibadat of Almighty Allah. What a great bounty of Almighty Allah. The king, the prime minister, president takes our name and say, convey my regards to that person. We will be elated and delighted. Ye Allah, Jalla Wala, the king of kings. But our problem is something else here in South Africa. With Allah's help, I travel to many parts of the world. So, especially, you know, before 2020. So you go this country, that country, and you experience a lot of things. So one youngster in South Africa, I asked him, I believe you sit in this masjid here. So for itikaf, why you like this masjid so much? He said that you must sit in this masjid. The chows here are number one. He says that you will never get the chow at home also. This is the best place to come to. So I said that you mean that if you sit here for itikaf, you start 65 kilos, eat they come, you're about 70, 75 kilos. That's exactly. So whole time is 7 course meal, the iftar time is 10 course meal, after Taraweeh, witr is another course. So all this kind of things here. So our intention must be sincere. So siyam, manifestation of love for Allah. Qiyam, siyam fasting. Qiyam, Taraweeh. Taraweeh, brothers, not Ferrari. Let's go to a masjid where the imam reads, Ya'lamun, Ta'lamun, does this, quick, quick, 20 minutes, everybody out. No, we want Taraweeh, we don't want Ferrari. So in that way, inshallah, then itikaf. When the day of Eid comes and arrives, then a new season starts. Al-Hajj wa Shurum Ma'lumat. From Eid al-Fitr, 1st of Shawwal, to 10th of Zulhijjah, those are the months of Hajj, Quran, Sharif. Ya Allah, my heart now is saturated with your love. So nothing is important. My hair is not important. My clothing is not important. My socks and shoes are not important. I'm wearing my kafan, my ihram. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I'm coming to you, Ya Allah. So study our deen. Then we will understand. Muhabbat ka taqaza ye hai. Our love for all, may Allah Jalla Wala, our love for Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that will motivate us to do this. The non-Muslims don't understand this. You're like stories. One day, I flew during Ramadan from Johannesburg, Dubai. Dubai, Sao Paulo. I used to go a lot South America. And I used to really enjoy it because the people, the majority totally lost. They don't know whether they're coming or going. I'll come to the Sao Paulo story just now. One day I was in Argentina. So this Muazzin, white person, French. I see him in the masjid, he's talking to the lady, you know. So I asked him, Jamil, this lady you talking, who is she? He said, my girlfriend. And it's nothing, it's absolutely normal. He'll talk to the girlfriend in the masjid. I asked him, Jamil, she's Muslim. He told me she's a half Muslim. He said, I am teaching Islam for over 40 years. I never heard the term half-Muslim. What do you mean by half-Muslim, Jamil? He said that half-Muslim means Friday she comes mosque, Sunday she goes to church. Now imagine. For us, it might be like a joke, but rone ka maqam. Such jahalat ignorance. So I told him, Jamil, see this. You can't pass fatwa there. People just leave Islam. So we have to win them over with love and so forth and so on. So I told him, Jamil, just now I'll give a talk before Maghrib, we all will be here, then me and you are going to make special dua. She must embrace Islam, you become full Muslim, no half business. So he said, very good. So we all made dua, we cried to Allah Ta'ala. Next year again I went, the place is Mar del Plata. One day if you go to Argentina, you must go there. You see, beautiful, like your Durban. Coastal city and the weather season also is the same. December, January, you won't get place there. Millions of people flock there from various countries, tourists and so forth. Leave that aside. So next time I go, next Ramadan or whatever, I meet Jamil again. I say, Jamil, what's your story? He say, number one. I say, what? I say, full Muslim. I say, wait, wait. Your definition, half Muslim, full Muslim is confusing me also. What you mean? So he says, no, that she comes to masjid, but she don't go to church now. Then I asked him that now you married to her. He said yes. I said, but Jamil, you know you, I don't really accept what you. Show me the Imam, the Sheikh who performed. He said, there's the Imam, come we go. I said, no, then it's all right. So now I asked what name you came. He said, Jamila. So Jamila, very good, beautiful, you see. So halat is like that. So I was flying from here to Dubai to Sao Paulo, Brazil. Very long flight, 22 hours. So I said, I'll fast. So these air hostess students, the stewards, they come to me. Mister, you will die just now. You will fall sick. You must drink the human water. Even God will understand. You know, understood? And this. He can't tell you, you can't drink water. I said, you know, you're making me so upset. You put one sticker here, don't disturb. You know, understood? So they come tell me, I must break my fast and I must do this. They don't want. But our children, who 5 years old, 6 years old, see how they wake up. Here Ramadan ki barakat hai. Understand this. That is your muhabbat we have for Almighty Allah. The muhabbat we have for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my topic for tonight is really something else. I want to give you all this because we're carrying on till 8 o'clock tonight, inshallah. I want to give you this incident and share this incident with you. Every incident is an eye-opener, my brothers. Why? Then I want to bring you to Ghazza al-Mubarakah and explain to you what is really happening there in the light of all these incidents. In the ending of Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, verse 111, the last verse, Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in all these incidents and episodes and events, there are lessons to be learned. Let's start all the lessons. It is the first of Ramadan. The year is 20 after Hijrah. It is the Khilafat and Amir of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. Sayyidina Umar was that person. Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came into Islam. Umar didn't just come. He was requested and invited to come. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. Allahumma izzal Islam. Ki Umar ibn al-Khattab, oh bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar on the side, or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl. He dies on the 17th of Ramadan on a Friday. The stretch state is Jahannam, Quran says. He used to walk around the gullies, alleys of Makkah and say, Anal Azizul Kareem. I am very powerful, very generous. Allah speaks of him in Surah Dukhan. Zuq innaka antal Azizul Kareem. Go to Jahannam now and taste all what you were saying. You are powerful and you are generous. See, Allah protect us. So all like Allah accepted Umar bin Khattab al-Faruq radiallahu anhu arda, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the middle, Sayyidina Hamza on the right, Umar al-Faruq on the left. When used to walk in the haram, everybody used to shake. Our people have joined Islam, what can we do now? Hamza radiallahu anhu becomes Asadullah, Sayyidina Umar becomes Faruq. Radiallahu anhu arda. So Sayyidina Umar's time, that Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, Sahaba, 70, 80 of them, they went in there and they conquered Fustat, they conquered Egypt. So the old name was Fustat and so forth. First Ramadan, the 20th year of the Hijrah. Now you do your maths. 20 years and now 1445. So how many years is that? 1425 years. Leave the politics aside. It is still a Muslim country. Still the lingua franca is Arabic. And they have, whether we like, don't like, that is our business. But we must speak the truth. They have the best qurra and reciters in the world till today. So this is barakah of Anbiya going there. Who was there? Nabi Musa alayhi salam in Egypt. Nabi Harun alayhi salam in Egypt. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam in Egypt. And then Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam in Egypt. So it's the land of Anbiya. We've been several times to Cairo, Egypt, and I traveled many places there. Iskandariya and so forth, and Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai. We went right on top, alhamdulillah. We read Salat there also. The point I want to make, my brothers, when you go to Cairo, it's not only the pyramids and River Nile. You must go to Masjid Amr bin As, named after the Sahabi radiallahu anhu, Fatiha Misr. And the history is written there on the wall. 70, 80 Sahaba got together, they made Mashura, which direction is the Qibla. With their own Mubarak hands, they built this masjid. You are in Africa, you are in South Africa, my brothers and sisters. أَقَدَّمُ مَسْجِدٍ فِي أَفْرِيقَى. The oldest masjid in the continent of Africa is Masjid Amr bin As there in Cairo. And now with the passage of time, they expanded it, made it so beautiful and so forth. So our function is to build masajid in various places in the world. Remember that. So this distinction goes to Sahaba. How they built that masjid there. And when you go Cairo, make sure you go to this masjid Amr bin As. Go read Salat there. Wonderful facilities, everything. Fast forward, 17th Ramadan is the second year of the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba made every sacrifice. They left Makkah Mukarramah, settled in Madinah Munawwara. So Abu Sufyan was coming with the caravan, and the Arabs all invested heavily in that. So the Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sahaba said, "Let us intercept this." So that is called the Eve, the caravan. But Allah Jalla Wala wanted know that you must intercept and you must go there to Badr, and then you will take on the Nafir, you will take on Abu Jahl and company. So Abu Sufyan heard of it, he took an alternate route and he went to him. So Sahaba went 313, Qillatul Adad wal Udad, they didn't have enough numbers, hardly any ammunition compared to the enemies. They were plus minus approximately 1,000. That Thursday night, brothers. Today when you go, today everything is open, you must go. So you must remember that when you go there to Badr, then Badr means the full moon, Laylatul Badr. So when you go to Badr, then you will go to the Masjid al-Arish, is white in color. Go read two rakat salat there. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, crying, begging Allah, Allahumma intuhlik hadhihi al-isaba, lam tuqbad ba'd al-yawm. Ya Allah, if this group here will perish in this battle, your name will never be taken again. The Shaykh Mubarak was falling. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq said, hasbuk ya Rasulullah, enough, victory is ours. See how Sahaba were motivated, fired up. They came to the Master alayhi salam and said, Salma shi'ita, silman shi'ita, waqta man shi'ita. Join us with who you want to. Cut us off with who you want to. Ask us what you want to. We will never tell you what the people told Musa alayhi salam. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun. You and your Allah will fight. We will be on your right. We will be on your left. We will fight and die till death. That was Sahaba. They love martyrdom. 14 of them became martyrs in Shuhada in Uhud. 70 non-Muslims dispatched to Jahannam. And 70 taken captive. وَلَقَدَ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرِ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلُّ. Go to Badr. You witness with your own eyes. We've been several times there. The same before Badr and the same after Badr, inside Badr, the boundary, where the Mahrika battle took place, you will see a distinct difference. Till today you will see. I have a friend there, Sheikh Ibrahim. If any one of you can meet him, he'll take you there. And he speaks English also. And subhanallah. See, brothers, what the enemies do. Let me give you today's incident. I came to the airport. My wife, myself, we read Salat there. I gave Azan, I made Iqamat, one man, one vote, you know. So I'm in front, my wife at the back. Taraweeh also I make like that. So I go read Isha in the masjid, and then I come there home, and then, because now I'm upstairs, and the radio is downstairs, so now we have to see that they're playing everything right, and I like to read my 20 rakat. But it takes long, because after 2-4 rakats, I come downstairs, see everything is right. Sometime when I'm reading, then my wife takes out my mistake, but she's not Hafiza. So I asked her, how come you took out my mistake? She said, every year you make the same mistake. So you must remember this stuff. So Mara becomes old, you know, we're getting old and cold also now. So anyway, so this stuff. So all the stories go on. So I told her, just sit here, I'm coming now, I'm going to the bathroom. Just today this happened. So the chappy knows me a little bit. You know, we use the eastern toilet, what you call low toilet. So he knows I want it. Say, Buya, Buya, Baba. We give him some money. When I go there, I'm looking at all the stickers and that. So some jutta shaitan must have put that sticker there, you understood? Today, I can give you the exact time, 1:50. Today. So, there's a sticker there on the bathroom, on the toilet. Hamas are ISIS. They are murderers and rapists. My face is very, very red. I asked him, Banafigira, whoever put this here? So he said, yes. So I went and ripped it off. You understood? And I threw it away. Now imagine, you kill our 30, 31, 32,000 people, majority of them civilians, 10,000 babies and children, but you want to call us ISIS, you want to call us murderers, you want to call us rapists. The whole world is turning against you. The global narrative has turned. Majority of Americans are with Palestine. Majority of British are with Palestine. Majority of human beings, non-Muslims, are with Palestine today. This is Allah's system. Today, if you heard the news, you must remember one jutta wrote, now he's writing a book. He says, this is the last chapter of Israel. Israel is in Sakarat. It's going off finished. Inna al-batila kana zahuqa. Allah's system is that anything based on batil, falsehood, it must perish. So understand these things. That's why I'm sharing this incident. Fast forward. It's Saturday, 21st of Ramadan. So it is Fateh Makkah. 10,000 Sahaba came with Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba were fired up. They can't forget what happened in Makkah. Bilal al-Arba al-Habashi, the Muazzin of the Master alayhi wa sallam, the Wazir Malihi and the Minister of Finance go to Damish, Damascus. You'll see on the board his great Mubarak is there. And on the wall is written, the Muazzin and the Minister of Finance. So he's shouting there. Our problem is we go Makkah, we know all the malls, we know Dawood Mota, this Mota, you know Dawood Mota. Whenever people say they want to meet me when we used to go, I say meet me by Dawood Mota. Dawood Mota bin Dawood. So we just changed the name a little bit, we said Dawood Mota. Yes. So all the Dawood Motas we know, all the Mota, but the real places we don't know. If I ask you today, where was Sayyidina Bilal put in the red hot sand and the boulder here and shouting, Ahad, 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 where? How many of us know? So when you go Makkah now, Ramadan, after Ramadan, you're going for Hajj, mashallah, tell the taxi driver to take you Batha Quraysh. Now it is all big, big houses there and all. When we went initially, it was still Chattil Maidan, open land and so forth. So they, you must remember, they used to torture, persecute. Sahaba cannot forget that. So Sayyida Sumayya radiallahu anha, the first martyr in the history of Islam, what Abu Jahl did to her. So all that they could not forget, 10,000 Sahaba, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is still coming in, Sa'd radiallahu anhu is fired up, Abu Sufyan is not Muslim as yet. He told Abu Sufyan, al-yawmu yawmul malhama. Today we have boti boti kima kima kar denge. Today we will chop you up and make you pieces, pieces. Skopskit and donor or something. In Afrikaans, that's a translation. Rahmatul alameen, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, Abu Sufyan complained. Sa'd is saying this, the Master alayhi wa sallam said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That all might Allah send Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exclusively is the only rahmatul lil alameen, mercy to the entire universe and creation, for all times, all places. No, that will not happen. The Master alayhi wa sallam asked them, مَا تَرَوْنَا أَنِّي بِفَعِلُ بِكُمْ. What will I do with you? They said, you are Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem, Ibnul Kareem. You are so honorable, so generous, so magnanimous. We accept, we expect something honorable, Ya Rasulullah. So the Master alayhi salam said, this was the Master's story. Go, antumut tulaqa. I give you asylum, I give you freedom, I forgive you. La tathrib alaykum. Zuhur time comes, Bilal bin Rabah al-Habashi, the African Muazzin. You see, brothers, sometimes when I'm alone, I cry, you know. Our jahalat, our ignorance is this. You see, we grew up in apartheid. Don't come tell me about apartheid. I grew up in an African location. I was born in apartheid. Our Heidelberg is one of the headquarters of apartheid. In Ramadan, the Witwolver, you know Witwolver. I even know his name, Baron Sridhar. Whilst Tarawih was on the shot, you must remember tear gas inside our masjid during Ramadan. Everybody had to run away. My honorable Ustad, Abid Dimalia, we all, everybody ran away. It was the headquarters of apartheid, you must remember. So nobody can tell us about apartheid. We know what is apartheid in South Africa. So, my brothers, why I say this? So sometimes we also, that apartheid has rubbed off onto us. So we have one teacher there in Madina Munawwara, he passed away, Sheikh Umar Falata from Nigeria, 49 years, he taught Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi. He had the honor, only he we saw, had the honor of teaching Hadith Sharif where Imam Malik used to teach. Nobody had this honor in this last 40, 50 years. Nobody had it. So when I told one person, this is our teacher, you understand, when we sit in his dars, in his lesson, we kiss his hand, we kiss his forehead, he said, it's dirty. Now, how can you speak like that as a Muslim? The man is a muhaddis par excellence. A man is teaching hadith, but you make all the derogatory remarks and so forth. So that is what they were doing to Bilal radiallahu anhu. Allah's Nabi Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to show them you are fair in complexion, you have wealth, you have everything, but you never had iman. If you have iman, see what Allah will do. Sayyidina Bilal, first mu'azzin in Islam. Now is Fath Makkah, Saturday, 21st Ramadan, 8 years after Hijrah. Oh Bilal, radiallahu anhu arda, climb on top of the Kaaba, Musharrafah, Baytullah, Zuhur time, give the adhan. These people couldn't believe this, what they see. This man, our slave, and today is on top of the Kaaba giving azan, and no person had that honor again. So see, what to izzu man tasha, what to zillu man tasha. Ramadan Mubarak is starting South Africa Monday night, inshallah. Tuesday is first siyam, first song. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them. Me and you, how many people we prepared to forgive? We yay in this masjid, but some of us, we don't make salam to one another. Masjid name is salam, but we don't make salam. You make salam, we look this way. You make the, you never heard it. We can make 100 khatam, we can make tarawih whole night, we can give million rain, zakat, khairat, sadaqat. Nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah. So nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah, Jalla Allah. So nothing is accepted in the court of Almighty Allah if we have severed ties with other Muslims. Open Miftah Sharif, you will find, utrukhuma hatta yastaliha. Leave these two people, their good actions in abeyance until they reconcile. To reconcile is a prerequisite for the acceptance of our righteous deeds and actions. So think properly what we are doing, brothers. Each one of us, we don't have to become best friends. There can be misunderstanding. But the person is a Muslim. So at least say, Assalamu alaikum. If he replies, greets you, say, Wa alaikum salam. But we want to show off and so forth, and we think that now I'm very great. So all these good deeds will be accepted. Take the example of the Master, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Fast forward. It's the year 92 after Hijrah, where and where Islam went to. There's a person, remember Tariq bin Ziyad. Tariq bin Ziyad is going from North Africa, if you study. And they're going right into Andalus, Muslim Spain. We went to all these places, Morocco, Muslim Spain, all that. So what we see, the history. And the route today, he sees Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. Oh Tariq, you go and victory is yours. When they reach there, some ulama, not all, they dispute about it. But anyway, the ulama have written when Tariq bin Ziyad, Ramadan time when they went, 28th Ramadan, 92 years after the Hijrah. What he did, brother? They took their boats and ships and they burnt everything. Tariq spoke to Allah and said, Ya Allah, we burn our ships here and we'll establish Islam here. Otherwise, we'll give our life for you, Ya Allah. See Islamic history. So what they did, they made so much sacrifice. For almost 8 centuries, Muslims were flourishing there in Muslim Spain. Go read there what happened in Cordoba, go in Cordoba, go read what happened in Granada, and go read all this. But when the Muslims, remember, became so affluent and they became so, you know, neglectful of the Islamic duties and so forth, they lost everything. But the centuries they ruled, go read about it. But it started in Ramadan, and it was the ending of Ramadan, 28th Ramadan, the year 92 AH. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demise takes place in 11th year after the Hijrah, 81 years after that. So Islam is spreading everywhere. Fast forward, I give you 2-3 incidents. Pay attention, brothers. These are all lessons for me and you to learn. The apartheid regime of Israel, remember the Nazi regime, they came into existence on the 14th of May, 1948. You must remember this date. 14th May, 1948. So there was one general of theirs, we call him the small Dajjal. He's called Moshe Dayan. Moshe Dayan, when I was very young, you know, Allah granted my father and parents, Jannatul Firdaus. So remember, he used to wear a patch on his eye, like this. They say a bullet or something went in there, that's why he used to wear this. So Moshe Dayan came to Lud. You know Lud? When you go to Palestine, you must go to Lud. Lud is between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, and that's the place where Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will dispatch Dajjal straight to Jahannam. So when you go, don't just go on to places, try and visit other places. Moshe Dayan came with his army. Remember, it was the 5th of Ramadan, and the year was 1948. The month was July. In May, they got their so-called independence 3 months after that. So he rounded up 426 Palestinians. He gave them half an hour. You clear up here, and you don't think. He murdered, killed, massacred a whole lot of them. 426 Palestinians in Ramadan Mubarak. How many Muslims know of this thing? A nation that does not know its history, you have no future. If you know your history, you will be motivated for the future. وَذَكِّرْهُمْ بِأَيَّامِ اللَّهِ Remind them of the days of Almighty Allah, the bounties Allah gave us, and the trials and tribulations the Ummah went through. Should this happen in Ramadan? 3 months after Israel, it's all well documented. So nothing we will tell you here, we can't prove, you must remember. Prove from their sources, never mind our sources. So that's an incident you must remember. When you go to Palestine, so you must go to Khalilur Rahman, Hebron. So when you enter the masjid on the left-hand side, you will see Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam is buried. Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu salam is buried. Next to them, their honorable spouses are buried. I went first time there, 89. Second time I went, 92. All with the fadl, grace and mercy of Allah. It is, pay attention, Saturday, Fajr time. You must understand these incidents. It is the 15th of Ramadan, 1994, Saturday morning, Fajr time. And what happened? The masjid is packed to capacity. Khalilur Rahman, named after Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Baru Goldstein comes, the super terrorist, the super Zionist, called extremist, called whatever you want. He speaks to the police, the army, they give him permission. Whilst our brothers are reading Salat, remember that, he takes out his Uzi and he shoots them, murders them, executes them. 29 of them passed away in the masjid, became shuhada. You see, brothers, our Islamic history is not written in black and white. Our Islamic history is written in black and red. The black ink of the ulama-e Rabbani and the red, red blood of the shuhada of our martyrs. That is the unique aspect of our Islam. That we were always prepared to give our life for a greater cause. And that is shahadat. Did not say that Umar, go open Bukhari Sharif. In the virtues of Medina, write the last one, you will find. Allahumma zukni shahadatan fi sabili. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasooli. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Ya Allah, let me pass away and die here in Medina Munawwara. He made the dua, but it's Farooq. Farooq is no ordinary person. What Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu said on the first, Allah sent from the earth. Open Bukhari Sharif, waafaqtu rabbi fi salas. Three things I suggested to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This should happen, this should happen. Allah revealed the verse just like that. Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahimahullah writes in Al-Itqan more than 20 places. Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu arda said, Ya Rasulullah, let's do this, let's do this. Allah revealed the verses. So that is Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda. Carry on. So the others succumbed to the injury. 70 of them approximately became shuhada. Why do the Ummah love shahadat? The Palestinian, a mother, loses her child. One said the tears will come because she lost her son, blown to pieces, lost her daughter, lost her the body is in pieces. But still, one side she will say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And other side she will say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahumma taqabbal shuhada. Which mother will do this in this day and this age? Ya Allah, accept the son and daughter, shahadat and martyrdom. Why would they do this? Because they read Quran. Me and you, we read Quran and we just put away, finish. Maulana Mahmood read now beautifully for us. And our Maulana read Qiraat now, mashallah, for us. Beautiful, wonderful. I remember our Maulana Abdul Samad Sheikh, 6 months ago he passed away. Allah Ta'ala ghareeke rahmat nazeeva farmaye. Allah Ta'ala baal maghfirat farmaye. Allah grant his family sabre jameel. We can't forget the sacrifices, the contribution, the legacy they left behind. So all of us should know, death one day will come. But the death should come how? It should be the best day in our life. For each one of us, understand this point, my brothers. Sometimes we don't understand these points. Two places in the Quran, Allah speaks of this. وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ. Do not say for those people who have been martyred and killed in the path of Allah, they're dead. Nay. بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Nay, they are not dead, they are alive. But you don't perceive it. It's beyond your perception, comprehension. Our puny little brains, what we can understand. So Islam is supra-logical. It's beyond my logic and your logic. Second place, بَلْ أَحْيَاءُ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. Allah says, they gave their life for me. So what will I do? I will nourish them, sustain them, and give them the best. فَرِحِينَ بِمَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَرْدِهِ. See, brothers, for me and you, we pass away with iman, with the fadl, mercy, grace, benevolence of Allah. So still we have to wait for yawm al-hisab, the day of reckoning, the day of judgment. For the martyrs, there's not the law. For the martyrs is a separate law. Once the person gave his life in the path of Allah, for the love of Allah, for the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Hadith Sharif Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, before the blood can spill on the ground, Allah has forgiven them. Come, I teach you a masla. Because you'll see it on, I'm not saying that TV is permissible, but you'll see it. You see these Palestinians, 30,000, the bullet goes through, the bombs come and so forth. So they just wrap them up, bury them, finish. There's no ghusl, there's no salatul janaza, no nothing. Why there's no ghusl? All the schools agree there's no ghusl. The Shafi'is, the Malikis, the Hanafis, the Hanbalis, all agree. Once there's a martyrdom takes place, the person passes away as a martyr, there's no ghusl. And then Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say there's no salatul janaza. And Hanafis only say the salatul janaza. But they don't follow the Hanafi school, they follow the others. So you must remember, you see, they just rip them up, bury them. Why all this? Because Allah has already forgiven them before the first drop of blood can touch the ground and the land and the sea. Second one, remember Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, when that person becomes a martyr and a shaheed, then in the battlefield, so remember their good actions, everything takes the form of the bird, the green bird. Now green bird is to explain to us, whatever it is, helicopter, plane, whatever, Allah knows best, we don't know all the details. But it's already flying in Jannah, go wherever you want, enjoy yourself. Imagine this is happening after their death, before the day of Qiyamah. This is their distinction. This is a unique feature. How Allah elevates the martyrs and so forth. They passed away, but they inspired millions of people. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنِ التَّيْسِيرِ. Do you know what happened in Ghazza al-Mubarakah now? There's a Quranic teacher, a mudarris, and he's teaching Hifzul Quran. In the prime of his life, 29 years old, his name is Taysir. So Taysir is going place to place and telling people, make your children Hufaz, make your children Hufaz. Our elders of the Tabligh Jamaat, remember, they met the elders in Ghazza. They said, every place, make your children Hufaz. 30,000 people before him, Hafiz there. It's Madinatul Hufaz, Madinatul Shuhada. So that is Ghazza al-Mubarakah. So my brothers understand this. So he, they see it. Now the bullet came. Whether it was intended for him or what did Jutlas worry about? Just kill whoever you want to kill. They killed the prophets and messengers. Fariqan kadhabtum wa fariqan taqtulun. They murderers of prophets and messengers. What are they going to do to us? They baby killers. So we must speak the truth. We mustn't fear anybody. They tell me they're coming for me. So I said, my name is AK. I don't have AK-47. I have AK-255. So they ask, what the hell is your A-255? I say, AK, Aytul Kursi. And 255, verse 255. You come with your AK-47, I read Aytul Kursi, your gun will fall down in charge. So why we must be so frightened of them? When I started my career, if you want to call it a career or whatever, in 2001 on radio, in the first 5-6 months, they wrote me a letter. The same people. They said, you can't speak like this on CII. They wrote me a letter, official. They said, you can't speak like this. How you can speak like this against us? They try and intimidate you. They try and blackmail you. They will use every trick, you must remember that. But we must place our iman in Almighty Allah. Sahaba chapter 3, verse 173. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ فَخْشَوْهُمْ. The enemy are mobilizing, organizing, you must fear them. What the Sahaba did? فَزَادَهُمْ imana. The iman increased internally and externally. They said, وَقَالُوا حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلِ. Allah is sufficient for us. Allah is the best one to take care of our. That is what Ramadan Mubarak is teaching us. Ramadan Mubarak is not a big party and a carnival and a jol and so forth. Khana, peena, sona, pahana. Nay, take it out, brothers. It's a month where we must elevate the whole ummah. Cry to Allah Jalla Wala. Chapter 2, verses 183, 184, 185, 187, all speak of Ramadan. Which number I must have? 186. Why? In between the ayats of Ramadan, Allah says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. The Sahaba came, Ya Rasul Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. رَبُّنَا قَرِيبٌ. Is our Allah very, very near? Then فَنُنَاجِي. We will just whisper. Amba'id is very far. Then فَنُنَاجِي. We will shout and scream. Allah revealed the verse. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When my servants ask me, say, I'm very, very near. أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ. I will respond to your dua when you make dua. So Ramadan time, brothers, take out 5-10 minutes. Suhoor time, iftar time. Allah se maangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. We can't take guns, we can't take grenades, we can't do anything. الدُّعَا وَسِلَاحُ الْمُؤْمِنِ is صَحِيْهِ حَدِيثِ الْمُسْتَدْرَكْ حَاكِيمِ. So dua is a weapon of the believer. So Allah mentions dua in the, between the ayats of Ramadan, Surah 2, verse 186. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنِ التَّيْسِيرِ. So who's Taysir? So Taysir, now the bullet comes, hits him. The blood is oozing out, gushing out. He realizes, Taysir, you're not going to make it now. So what he does in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, he goes into sujood. He cries to Allah in that posture, in position, reciting the Quran, because he was mudarrisul Quran, he was muqri'ul Quran. Khayrukum man ta'allama al-Quran wa 'allama hadith Bukhari Sharif. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and you teach it to others. And then he passes away. How he passes away? Kana sajidan wa shaheeda. In sujood he passed away, and he passed away a martyr. One person passed away. You know, in the Arab world, everything goes viral in minutes and seconds basically. He inspires another 100,000 people. We want to get into Gaza. You see, brother? So that is what they have taught this Ummah. Hamas, we met Hamas. Harakatul Muqawamatul Islamiyah. So they're teaching this Ummah a lesson, you must remember. Those Jutlas and Americans all are begging for ceasefire. Who's running the underground operation? Yahya Sinwar. Yahya Sinwar was in jail for 22 years. He learned Hebrew, everything in jail. He's running the whole operation there. He says, we will not go for ceasefire on your terms. We will go for ceasefire on our terms. Which Muslim, real Muslim country can speak today like this to the Americans and the Jutlas? Who? Nobody can do that. So then you have the iman, you have the jazba of jihad. So that is what this Ummah is all about. The year 1587, 11th of Ramadan. The year 1587, Gregorian calendar. 11th of Ramadan is the Ottoman Empire. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise. 11th year of the Hijrah. Khulafa-i Rashidin. Thereafter you have the Umayyad dynasty, 90 years. Amir-i-Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Then you have Abbasid dynasty, 525 years. Khalifa Harun Rashid, all of them, Baghdad. Then you have the Ottoman Empire. You must read about Sultan Abdul Hamid and Suleiman Qanuni. So these are the two most important people in the Ottoman Empire. So remember, for 635, 640 years they reigned, not countries, continents. So it was their time, this side are the Muslims, and that side there are the Safavi. Who is the Safavi? Iran was a Muslim country. Iran was a Sunni country. So your Ibn Majah, he comes from Qazvin, so he is from Iran. Your Piran and Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwal Allah Marqadah, who is four fathers from Iran. Imam Abu Hanifa, Rahimah. I went to all their grave Mubarak. Piran and Pir, Imam Abu Hanifa, all of them, Rahimah. So remember, they are the giants of Islam. Who read their roots, they all come from Iran. Salman Farsi, radiallahu anhu, went to his grave Mubarak. Also Iran. So Iran was a Muslim country. In the year 1500, 1501, Safavids came, they changed it, and then, remember, became Shia from 1501. The Ottomans are there, you must remember, and then they took these people on, the Shias. And the side Shias, this side the Muslims, the Sunnis, and the Ottoman Empire, which ruled the Ummah for more than six centuries, you must remember that. So that is the Ottoman Empire. And they dispatched 15,000 Shia slaves to Jahannam in Ramadan. So that's why the enemy wants ceasefire now. They know Ramadan comes. Today I read an interview of a young boy in Gaza, 7 years old. He said, for me to fast will be very easy. As it is, we hardly got any food here. So rather we fast in Ramadan. See, brother, how the spirit is. You can't beat them. You must remember these things here. So the lesson I want to share with you is this, that study what things this Ummah did during this month of Ramadan. In our time, what they did and so forth. Go study the life of Taliban and Mujahideen and so forth. So that is special time Allah's mercy comes. Let me end off with Gaza. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةَ. What is Gaza? Gaza is that land. You all read the surah, you know it by heart. Rihlat al-shita'i wa sayf. What is Rihlat al-shita'i wa sayf? Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the most beloved, the most precious to all Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala in the entire universe. Honorable Father Hazrat Abdullah, thereafter Abdul Muttalib, thereafter remember who? Hashim, the great-grandfather. Where is Hashim buried? Hashim is buried here in Gaza. Why Hashim? When you go to Makkah, Mukarramah, the people who give you water, all that portfolio, Zamzam is called Sipaya. Aja'altum Sipayat al-Hajj. The people who give you food and all that in those days was free, Rifada. The people who have the key of the Baytullah, Kaaba, Musharrafa, Sidana. You in Durban, yes, South Coast, you'll have the Sadin Rush. Seen Alif Dal Noon. The person who has the keys of the Baytullah, he's called Sadin. You understand?
So sardin, not a fish now, the person who got the teeth. So that fish died to sardin. So like that they had, so Hashim was in charge of the father. Why Hashim? He's running the bakery. He's making all the bread and rolls and everything. They were living in poverty, in squalor. He got the whole of the Quraysh. He said, all the self-pity and empathy is not going to help us. So summertime came, he said, I'm going to Syria, whatever little bit we got here, I'll go sell, I'll start import, export. Winter time came, he go to Yemen. Hashim started this. Habibuna Rasulullah sallam, raised him, father, Allah praised him. Where they buried in Gaza? Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, is born in Gaza in the year 150. Wa ma adraka man Shafi'i. Who is Al-Imam Shafi'i? Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i. 2 years old, his father Idris passes away. Mother says, may sit for iddat. After iddat, they have meeting, mashura, they go, migrate to Makkah. Learn lessons about Islam. So, he's drinking zamzam every day. At the age of 7, my youngsters, he completed his already. Who's his teacher? Imam Muslim bin Khalid al-Zanji, African teacher. African teacher is Ustad of Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah. At the age of 10, he bahadad the whole one time Imam Malik. He never even met Malik still. Imam Malik he met afterwards, when he went to Medina Munawwara and studied by Imam Malik. At the age of 13, Imam Shafi was such a genius. At the age of 13, kana yudarrisu fil haram il makki. He was teaching students already, giving lectures in the Haram Sharif in Makkah. Barakat of Gaza and Makkah. At the age of 15, this African teacher, Imam Muslim bin Khalid Zanji told him, wa ajaza lahu bil iftah. He told him, I give you permission verbally, you're such a genius, you can issue fatawa and verdict. So that is our husband. So go study what things our Palestinians are doing, what the children are doing, what the men are doing, what the women. They're fulfilling Yubunu Satya for Etikaf. So for your home area here, you will fulfill Sunnah Muakkada Alal Kifaya. They fulfilling a Farza Kifaya, they standing there, we're not moving anywhere. We're staying in Gaza, we're staying in Al-Quds al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas, we will give our life, but we will not let Aqsa fall. So, the children come and they tell the Jutlas, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sofa Yahud. Remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the children and the army of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we're going to fight till the end. Who will do that if you don't have iman? The men and women come, 100,000, 200, they've been grave. The super terrorist, Zionist and murderer of Palestinians, he wanted to restrict the numbers. They knew there would be war there, so again today they announced things will remain as they is and they'll be allowed to go into Masjid al-Aqsa. When they come to Aqsa al-Mubarak, you must go and see what they say. بِالْرُوحِ بِالْدَمْ نَفْدِيكَ يَا أَقْصَى. We will give our blood, we will give our life for you, O Aqsa. We will fall, Aqsa, you must not fall. 92, I was there, I shared the story several times with you. 16, 15 ulama, we were invited. A 9-year-old boy, I was facing Aqsa and he was going. So I told him, we were still under apartheid. I told him, come, we're going to South Africa tomorrow, next day, 2 days, whatever. See the answer 8-9-year-old boy gave me. He said, Sheikh, you speak of your Junubi Africa. He turned around, pointed to Aqsa, if I leave here, who will protect and defend Aqsa? You see, brothers? So my message to you is this, Ramadan Mubarak is coming. He's not only eating, drinking, reading some Quran and giving some charity and end of the story. We have to change our life for a greater cause. And what is the greater cause? Allah gave us the South Africa is a beautiful country. We can sit here and speak to the whole world and without fear and favor. We the country who took the Jutlas to the ICJ. We are the country we are standing with Putin. And I agree with them. You see? Putin is, you understand, mixed up character. But he's very good for us. He's prepared to take on America and give them a bloody nose. So, whoever fights America, whoever fights Israel, we're going to support them. So we must know what you are doing. You have to be strategic also and so forth. So understand these things there. So therefore, use all the political things. You want to vote for ABC, this party. One chap asked me, whom was I vote for? I said, go there and read Allah Wahidli Wahtarli. You understand? So whoever you want to vote, then Allah will put in your head and so forth. So anyway, we come to the conclusion. We thank the Capital Group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas. We thank our team, our brother, Haji Muhammad Salim Asmal, Hafiz Muhammad Basra, my driver, sharpshooter, our engineer here, Dawood Monli, and all our brothers who are helping us, the honorable imams, trustees, all of you. So inshallah, tomorrow night we'll be there in Chatsworth, Masjid Iqbaliya. We'll speak of some other topic. Today I just felt, let me speak to you. What the Ummah did in the past during the month of Ramadan and how they inspired millions of others. So don't waste this opportunity, my brothers. So read Quran Sharif abundantly, but remember, this life is amanat, and always make the dua. Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, that is the day we meet you, Ya Allah. Our Mawlana Ismail Saleh ji, Spingo Beach. He's my student, our student. He qualified, graduated in Darul Newcastle in 83. Fajr time, here in Spingo, he went in Sajda. After Salat, the brothers thought he fell asleep. Normally, if you pass away, you will fall down. Allah loved his Sajda so much because when he was, you understand, locked down, he sat for itikaf all the time. He loved the masjid. Allah gave him death in sujood. See, Allahumma ij'al khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. So that is what we want. Our love for masjid, love for Quran Sharif, our love for Islam, our love for jihad, our love to elevate the deen of Islam. Allah Jalla give us all tawfiq, inshallah. We got 2 minutes left, inshallah. So 2-3 minutes, let's make dua for Gaza and the whole Ummah, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خذهم اخذ عزيز مقتدر يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر مسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين اللهم تقبل شهداء اللهم عاف جرحاهم اللهم اشف مرضاهم اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين